Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the internet. I'm Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief. Here's the title of this story. Turner. The Technate Builds Its Fab. By Courtney Turner via Substack. Published on August 14th, 2026. Elon Musk speaks the language of technocracy. Terawatts, functional sequences, capacity, allocation, etc. Terafab is not an AI data center. It is a 100 million square foot manufacturing facility to build components for the next generation of AI data centers. Given his propensity for huge, will he announce plans for 100 million square foot AI data center or a series of them? How about 200 million square foot center? Patrick Wood, editor. On Thursday, August 6th, SpaceX and Tesla formally confirmed that Terafab, the advanced semiconductor complex they are jointly developing, will be built in Grimes County, Texas, about an hour northwest of Houston. The first phase is a capital investment of $16.8 billion. Regulatory filings and state disclosures put total spending across up to four phases in the range of $55 billion to $119 billion. At more than 100 million square feet, the campus is intended to become the largest building on Earth, a claim Musk makes himself. Terafab Texas, he wrote on XS, will be the largest and most valuable building on Earth by far. The facility will house manufacturing, packaging, and testing of advanced logic and memory devices under one roof. Its chips will serve Tesla's Optimus humanoid robots and self-driving cyber cabs on one line, and high-power processors for SpaceX's planned space-based data centers, the compute substrate for xAI, on the other. The project promises at least 3,000 jobs, many expected to be drawn from Grimes and neighboring Brazos counties. All of this is remarkable. None of it is the most important detail. The most important detail is the measure. When Musk first described the project, he did not reach for wafers or dies or units shipped. He described his purpose in terawatts, a target of more than 1 terawatt of compute, with the split between Earth and orbit stated the same way. The planned annual output of what its builders intend to make the largest building on Earth is benchmarked by the power capacity of the computes its chips are intended to enable. Terafab output, in the project's own notation, of 1 terawatt per year. Musk has not replaced dollars with energy certificates. Terafab is announced as a $16.8 billion investment in the same breath. Gigawatt vocabulary is increasingly common across AI infrastructure, from OpenAI's Stargate to NVIDIA's gigawatt AI factories. So, the striking thing is not that money has been abolished in favor of watts. It is subtler and, I think, more telling. The project's own civilizational self-description keeps rendering productive capacity as physical throughput, precisely the conceptual register that one earlier movement elevated above price and made the basis of government itself. That register is not a novel Silicon Valley affectation. It is nearly a century old, and it has a name. Watch. The Technate Builds Its Fab. An 8-minute cinematic overview of the investigation. The measurement system has a pedigree. In the early 1930s, the technocracy movement took shape around Howard Scott's revived Energy Survey of North America and the 1932 Committee on Technocracy at Columbia University, before Technocracy Incorporated emerged as the movement's formal organization. Under Howard Scott, with geophysicist M. King Hubbert playing a central intellectual role, the movement codified its doctrine in the Technocracy Study Course, first published in 1934. The core claim was simple and totalizing. The price system, money, markets, exchange value, the entire apparatus of buying and selling, was an obsolete instrument for governing an industrial continent. It would be replaced by direct measurement. production and consumption would be accounted for not in dollars, but in units of energy, and citizens would receive energy certificates rather than wages. The governing entity administering this system would not be a state in the political sense. It would be a technical administration of engineers operating at continental scale. They called it the Technat. The Technate was never merely a proposal about who should rule. It was, more fundamentally, a proposal about how reality should be measured. Where the price system registers human valuation, what people are willing to exchange, and at what ratio, the energy metric registers only physical throughput. It replaces the subjective judgments of persons with the objective flows of thermodynamics. This is why the substitution of physical energy accounting for price is not a stylistic choice. It is the constitutive move of the Technocracy Incorporated program, the relocation of authority from persons to metrics, and from metrics to the engineers who define them. Here the record must be handled with precision, because what it documents is family history and nothing more. Elon Musk's maternal grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, served as research director for Technocracy Incorporated of Canada in the 1930s and early 1940s, a role documented in the organization's own publications and in press accounts of the period, including his arrest after Canada banned the movement in 1940. Grandsons are not bound by their grandfather's memberships, and I attribute no motive on that basis. The observation offered here is structural, and it rests entirely on the announcement's own language. A production facility whose output is stated in terawatts is a facility whose builders have chosen, for whatever reason, to speak in the Technate's native tongue. Patrick Wood and I have written at length about what that tongue expresses. Technocracy is not an ideology among ideologies, competing for votes. It is a substitute for the political order altogether, a system in which resource allocation is settled by measurement and administration rather than by deliberation among citizens who bear rights prior to the state. When the governing question becomes throughput, what is this for and who decided, quietly gives way to how much capacity. The first question belongs to a republic. The second belongs to a technate. It is tempting to treat Technocracy Incorporated as a period artifact, an engineer's response to the Great Depression, energy accounting offered as a cure for breadlines. It was that. But the accounting rested on a deeper commitment, one that outlived the movement's institutional collapse. That reality is finally a matter of measurable process, that what a thing is reduces to what it does and how much it flows. That is not merely an economic proposal, it is a metaphysics, the world as throughput, the person as function. And it is why the same logic can migrate from a Depression-era pamphlet to a terawatt fab without missing a step. The measure was never only about production, it was about what is real. The functional sequence under one roof. Consider next the architecture of the thing. TerraFab is described by its builders as a vertically integrated complex combining logic, memory, and advanced packaging in a single facility. With an advanced technology fab already rising at Tesla's Austin campus as precursor, housing design, manufacture, testing, and iteration of each chip in one closed loop. The study course organized its Technate around a related concept, the functional sequence. In that design, each major industrial or social domain, transportation, communication, agriculture, steel, and the rest, was treated as a single functional unit whose subordinate parts were administered as one coordinated system rather than as competing firms transacting across a market. Vertical integration is not identical to a technocratic functional sequence, and I do not claim it is. But the logic rhymes. A domain organized as one continuous chain from input to output, with the market interfaces that would ordinarily interrupt it internalized and removed. In that logic, the market is friction. Suppliers who set their own expansion rates, negotiate their own prices, and answer to their own shareholders are obstacles to throughput. Musk has said almost exactly this. Explaining why Terafab must exist, he acknowledged gratitude to TSMC, Samsung, and Micron, before observing that there is a maximum rate at which such suppliers are comfortable expanding, and that this rate is much less than his companies require. His summary, delivered at the Austin announcement, was a syllogism of pure necessity. We either build the Terafab, or we don't have the chips, and we need the chips, so we build the Terafab. Note the grammar. Building rather than buying because your suppliers cannot expand fast enough is, in the ordinary sense, a perfectly recognizable make versus buy decision. What is worth noticing is not that the decision is irrational, but the vocabulary Musk chooses to justify it. Price and return recede, physical requirement and physical construction move to the foreground. Demand is stated as necessity, supply as throughput. It is the reasoning of engineering applied to the whole of the productive order, delivered without embarrassment, and received by the financial press as vision. The impulse toward self-sufficiency completes the picture. A fab that designs, manufactures packages, and tests its own chips for its own robots, its own vehicles, and its own orbital data centers has not left the semiconductor market. It still buys lithography systems, materials, chemicals, financing, labor, and regulatory approvals, and Intel itself is a partner in the project. What it has done is internalize the interfaces that would ordinarily connect it to that market. This is not autarky in the literal sense. It is the radical internalization of a supply chain, a captive production ecosystem at extraordinary scale, answerable to as few external suppliers and increasingly as few external customers as its principals can arrange. The meter moves again. Terafab's announcement arrives with the now standard environmental assurances. The facility will draw water from the Gibbons Creek Reservoir rather than local groundwater and will feature on-site wastewater treatment alongside recycling and conservation measures. Each claim may be true as stated. That is precisely the problem. As I documented with respect to the hyperscaler's zero water cooling claims and 100% renewable power purchase agreements, the art of this genre lies not in falsehood, but in the placement of the meter. Reservoir water is still regional water. Treatment on site does not answer the question of thermal and chemical load at discharge. The questions that matter are the ones the press release does not pose. What will a 100 million square foot advanced semiconductor campus actually consume in electricity and water? What generation will be built to serve it? And which of those costs will be internalized by the company versus socialized onto everyone else on the grid? The announcement does not say. The announcements never say. The political context sharpens every one of those questions because Texas is already asking them. Terafab itself is a semiconductor fab, not a data center. And Abbott's audit does not by itself establish that this project sits inside that queue. I am not claiming the regulation applies to it. What the timing establishes is the resource context into which Terafab arrives and the fact that the state already recognizes the accounting problem surrounding the very infrastructure Terafab exists to feed. On August 3rd, 3 days before the Terafab site was confirmed, Governor Abbott directed the Public Utility Commission and ERCOT to audit every data center in the state's interconnection queue before any new project may advance, after that queue swelled to roughly 474 gigawatts of requests, about 90% of it data centers, more than five times the state's record peak demand. The audit demands exactly the accounting the Terafab announcement leaves unanswered: projected power and water use, planned on-site generation, and whether each project is paying its own way or leaning on public support. Abbott's earlier June directive had already ordered that data centers cover the electric infrastructure costs of their own interconnections. Set that against the incentives already extended to Terafab a $30 million Texas Enterprise Fund grant qualification under the state's JETI program, and per reporting in Fortune, Musk's hope to offset part of the construction cost with taxpayer dollars, and the tension is stark. The public is asked to help underwrite what is intended to become the largest private building on Earth at the very moment its own government concedes the resource envelope is strained, captive production, publicly subsidized. The Republic is underwriting the infrastructure of its own displacement. Production and distribution. The two halves meet. For those who have followed my series on universal high income, the deeper significance of TerraFab should now come into focus. That series traced Musk's UHPC proposal, his repeated promise that AI and robotics will displace human labor on a mass scale and furnish every person a high income without work, and set it against the Technocracy Incorporated genealogy, where the same problem was answered by the energy certificate, distribution allocated by the administration once mechanized abundance had severed access to consumption from ordinary wage exchange. Musk has not proposed the literal energy certificate system, and I do not claim he has. His UHI is far too underspecified for that. What I claim is narrower and, I think, more revealing. UHI occupies the same structural position the energy certificate once occupied. The distribution problem that arises the moment automation has severed income from work. Here is the interpretive thesis the two proposals invite. UHI is the distribution side of the technate. TerraFab is the production side. A civilization's economy has always answered two questions: what shall be made and who shall receive it, and the manner in which it answers them reveals its constitution. In a republic of free persons, both questions are answered through the mediating institutions of property, price, contract, and law, all of which presuppose persons as bearers of rights and judgment. The technate answered both by administration instead. Production organized as functional sequence, distribution allocated as certificate, and human judgment displaced in each by the engineer's measure. I am not asserting that Musk has adopted that system whole. I am observing that the man describing production in terawatts is also the man describing distribution as income without labor, and that these are the same two halves the 1934 literature already joined. Neither proposal is fully legible in isolation. Read together, they trace a familiar shape. Unto the galaxy. Read what has happened there. The measure I described at the opening, productive capacity rendered as physical throughput, turns out not to be my imposition on the material. It is the announcement's own organizing frame, and the frame is explicitly a ranking of civilizations by command over energy. Measurement, civilization, and telos are not three separate observations I have assembled. They are a single, chosen taxonomy in which civilizational advancement itself is indexed to command over energy. The two systems are not the same system, and I want to be exact about the difference. Technocracy Incorporated proposed to administer a continent through physical energy accounting, and the Kardashev scale, devised decades later, ranks technological civilizations by the energy they can harness. The applications are different, and there is no causal line running from Howard Scott to Nikolai Kardashev to Elon Musk. What recurs, and this is the deeper thing, is the elevation of physical energy into an organizing measure of civilizational order. That is the through line. It is not a resemblance I am asserting. It is a shared way of taking the measure of a civilization. The chips, accordingly, are destined for SpaceX's space-based data centers, orbital compute for xAI, 1 terawatt of it by Musk's own target, sighted in space because Earth, in his phrase, is power-constrained, and the aspiration is stated without hedge, a galactic civilization, cities on the moon and Mars, the solar system populated, the stars in reach. I have argued across many essays and broadcasts that the animating spirit of these architectures is what I call the technological immanentization of the eschaton, the attempt to seize, within history and by technique, the consummation that the Christian tradition locates beyond history and in the gift of God. The vocabulary of the Terafab announcement is not the vocabulary of a business plan. It is the vocabulary of destiny, humanity's future secured by throughput, its ascent literally graphed on a scale of energy command, its horizon extended facility by facility unto the galaxy. The eschaton, in this telling, is a construction schedule. Against this stands the older account, the one on which our republic was founded, that the human person is a determinate kind of being, created and not self-created, whose dignity is constituted by the imago Dei and not by proximity to compute, and that no quantity of terawatts, terrestrial or orbital, alters what man is or what he is owed. The technate can measure everything except the one thing that matters, because the one thing that matters is not a flow. What is and is not claimed. Let me close with the discipline I apply to every such analysis. I do not claim that Elon Musk holds a membership card, that a plan drafted in 1934 is being executed by design, or that any individual named here intends the political order I have described. Intent is not the argument, and adjacency is not evidence. The argument is structural, and every factual element of it rests on primary statements, public records, historical documents, or contemporaneous reporting, a factory whose purpose is described in units of power, a production philosophy of radical vertical integration stated as physical necessity, a distribution proposal, UHY, that occupies the position the energy certificate once held, a resource accounting that relocates burdens rather than measures them, and a stated telos, Musk's own invocation of the Kardashev scale, that ranks civilization itself by command over energy and runs from Texas to the galaxy, whether by conviction, by inheritance, or by the sheer convergent logic of the systems being built, the pattern is the pattern. Convergence, not conspiracy. The thing it converges toward is not nameless nor new. The technate is building its fab. The question for the rest of us is whether we are still building a republic or whether we have already begun to trade it for something that measures everything except what a republic is for. A republic, if you can keep it. Benjamin Franklin, at the close of the Constitutional Convention, September 17, 1787. Please share this article and audio file.